thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12 and verse 12. The Jews' reaction. Christ has spoken very, very strongly to the Jews. Judaism is doomed. God has not received the fruit that he demanded from Israel. And therefore the temple, Judaism, the priesthood, and all the rest is coming to its end. How do the Jews react to this? Then they looked for a way to arrest him. You see, these are the leaders of the Jewish system, the high priests, the priests, the scribes, the teachers of the law, and so on. You're the important people. And so they react in this very strong way. Then they looked for a way to arrest the Lord Jesus. Why? Because they knew. They knew that he had spoken the parable against them, as so many of the parables are spoken against the Jewish people, the Jewish leaders particularly, for their breaking of the covenant, for their refusal to submit to the law, and for their abuse of that covenant, the temple and so on. Then they looked for a way to arrest Christ, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Now we know, 11:18, Mark 11:18, the same there. They heard Christ speaking, and what was their reaction? Kill him. Now they've heard Christ speaking, they've seen him clearing the temple. They know what he's saying, and so they want to destroy him. They were angry with him. They want to arrest him. Because, you see, they know. They get the message. They understand it. They know what he's saying. They're not lost in the fog. They know precisely what Christ means. And what was their concern? Well, let's think of, first of all, about what was not their concern. They were not concerned about truth, were they? Were they concerned about truth? Of course they weren't concerned about truth. They knew what was Christ, they knew what Christ was saying, but they weren't saying to themselves, now, is this true? No, that wasn't their concern at all. Were they concerned with being right with God? Of course they weren't. No, no. So what were they thinking about? What were they concerned about? What was their motive? Well, their motive is hatred. They hate Christ. They want to kill him. They want to annihilate him. They want to silence him. What is their concern then? Truth? No. Being right with God? No. Repenting and being right? Putting Judaism right? No. It's their standing, their position, their status, how men think about them. But they were afraid of the crowd. What will people think of us? What will people say about us? They're concerned horizontally with other men. They're not concerned about God vertically, as it were, about their position before God. It's man, not God. And so they clear off for the time. But of course, their hatred is still there, and it won't be many hours before Christ is arrested and all the rest of it. They're not going to listen to Christ's words. They're not going to act on it. Truth and obedience to the truth, that's not the concern. This is the truth. This is the fact of it. Let me just put some of the leading facts to you. Christ will be triumphant. The stone rejected becomes the head of the corner, the capstone. That's verse 10 and 11. Philippians 2, 10 to 11. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Secondly, Judaism will fall, and God can take away all opportunity. Read Amos 8, verse 11 and on, and you'll see the famine for hearing the word of God. Read Revelation 2 and 3. History tells us the dark ages, 1,000 years, more or less, 800 years, of darkness in Europe. And paganism throughout the rest. Well, it was paganism in Europe too. And then the dreadful judgment of unbelief. Romans 11:22 again. The sternness as well as the kindness of God. Oh, thus Judaism in Christ's day. But is it being repeated? The gospel comes to sinners today. They understand what it says, do they? They know they're sinners. They know they're under the wrath of God. They must repent. They must believe. They must trust Christ. Do they not know? Do you not know, my friend? Let me just tell you. I just told you. You're a sinner, so am I. We're under the wrath of God by nature. Christ died for sinners. Trust his merits, his blood and righteousness, and be everlastingly saved. Turn from your sin. Give up your efforts to save yourself and trust the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. What do men do with that? They ignore it. They think about others, their reputation, or whatever, a thousand things. Anything but being right with God. Will you learn from this, my friend? AD 70 is round the corner, and it comes remorselessly. Oh, my friend, the gospel is with us today, but who knows how long it will be freely available for us if we continue in this way. As I speak, a few days ago in the United Kingdom, anybody could pick up petrol or diesel, fuel for the car, at any filling station, scattered all over the country, everywhere. And then, through some foolish rumour, a rush, a panic buying of the fuel left thousands upon thousands upon thousands in destitution as far as being able to be mobile in their vehicles because of a rumour. Because of a foolish rumour. My friend, will you believe a rumour? Or will you trust Christ in the gospel? And what is more, how suddenly disaster can come upon a people, how an epidemic can break out, how soon might darkness fall. Let us be warned. They looked for a way to arrest Christ, but they thought of men, but their hearts were hardened against Christ. God deliver us from such a curse. May God speak to us through this solemn word. Amen. And may we hear and obey.